Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live from 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is a song I wrote back in the day. No, what is this song?
The Final Countdown.
Oh, that's a movie.
I think it's The Troublemakers from the original.
Yes, absolutely. And originally from the band Europe in the 1980s.
Ooh. Yeah, originally.
The original.
I didn't know that, and I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner, Trisha will be... No, she's
final
out there.
Countdown.
All right, a final countdown.
It's appropriate.
I thought it was a movie, the final... Final Destination.
Yes,
final
we're
destination.
Down to the last 15 minutes
yes,
of the show.
Yes, it is the final countdown of Breakthrough Entertainment.
Oh, counting down from 100.
So what's the name of that other group in the second one again? The Deutschland Brothers?
Das Sound Machine.
Das Sound Machine.
They are very good as well. Good.
They are. Yes. Grandpapa back in Deutschland.
They are very good.
By the way, did you think the Sound Machine girl, that sort of tall, was she cute?
I didn't think so. I was very annoyed when they kept talking about how her sweat smelled like cinnamon and stuff.
Yeah, they said that.
That was very weird. I didn't think she was very attractive, especially compared to many of the members of the Bellas.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. She kind of looked like a guy.
Who's your favorite Bella?
I know.
Mine is my dog.
Good dog.
Her name's Bellaroo.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I remember that was a word of the word of the week or something like that. I can't remember their names now.
It's the one in that smaller movie we saw.
Dial a Prayer.
I liked it.
From American Dreams.
Is it Steinfeld?
No,
Snow?
No.
Camp?
Brittany Snow.
Yeah, she's good.
Yes. I like her.
She's
gorgeous.
I ordinarily
like the other one. Anna Kendrick. I didn't quite like her in this movie, though. But
yeah, I definitely liked Brittany Snow. I think that she is very cute.
Well, we have to fight over her?
Perhaps. Okay. Where's Ashley?
I like Alexa Snap. She's good.
Who plays Ashley?
Ashley is played by Shelley Redner.
She's kind of cute. She doesn't have any lines in the movie, but she's in the background doing some flips and stuff like that.
You know who's just great now, coming a long way? Of course, Bumper Adam Devine. He's hilarious, and
you've got to watch the end of the movie. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, stay through the credits.
Through the credits. It's not all the way at the end. They don't make you wait the entire time, but you get to
a good amount of time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of Germany real quick and German stuff, Beerfest.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it, Joseph.
Yes,
Eric?
Of course.
Beerfest, yes.
Dave.
Yeah, I've seen Beerfest.
One of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Okay.
It was funny.
Yeah. And so, with the German thing, I love the brothers there. Of course, Nate Faxon, who
we've had on the show.
He's hilarious in it. But Will Forte and how they call their grandpa. Grandpapa. I had my first beer. I remember when I had my first beer. They're great at it. But just if you haven't seen it, it's one of the funniest movies ever. Tying in with the German theme.
Yes.
I changed my mind. Haley Steinfeld.
No, you don't like her.
I don't?
She's like 12 years old, Dave.
Oh, how old is
she? No, she's not. Is she old enough?
No, she's probably
but
18.
Either way,
old
she was in
for what?
She is old enough now.
But she was in True Grit, and she looked like a guy. What?
She was born at my hospital in Tarzana. Yeah, little 11 years after me. I should say 11
hours.
She
looks about as feminine as you, which is a compliment to you, not
Thank
to
you.
Her.
Yeah. No, I've been putting different moisturizer on, using the sea serum, trying to help myself out. I'm almost 30. I mean, I got to stay young looking in my 20s.
Got to do your best
there. The sea serum?
Yeah,
that's artificial, baby making.
You're starting to look like the 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared.
She doesn't look like a man. They dressed her
no,
up like that
she
for
doesn't.
The movie.
She doesn't look all that. I don't know. I'm
she's
sorry.
Cute.
Well, what about
I'm
this 100-year-old man you're talking about?
All right. Well, last week, since I was supaying with Christine and friends, I was in a
Alexa
hammock
Alexa Snap. I'm sorry.
Alexa Snap. Oh,
that's
yeah,
better.
You may, yeah,
I wouldn't like to. You know what I'd like to do is take a last name with her.
Oh my God.
No, take a last name with her. Alexis Knapp, take a last name.
Knapp,
with
that's right.
Dave's not
you
funny.
You can spoon with her.
Oh,
and
we haven't talked about that. In
no,
Alexis
Knapp,
she's the one. She's the one who burned her condo down.
Oh,
that's true. She also had a baby with Ryan Phillippe. But she left the candle burning and it burned down the whole building.
Wow!
And speaking of Alexis Knapp, real quick, I think Dave, you can see more of her in Project X.
Oh, yeah. Where do I see that?
Yeah, is that that party movie where the kids go crazy?
It is, yeah, in Pasadena.
But look at that. It looks like the girl I hugged in Kentucky, doesn't it?
Yeah, that part
wow.
of her does.
That's excellent, Dave. Well, yeah, so since I was havasupai-ing with my friends, Christine and everyone else last weekend, I was in a hammock with Christine.
Is that
Dave.
A verb?
You were not. In the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, in the Grand Canyon.
In a hammock?
Yeah, she wasn't in there with me, but I tried. All right, so... there were several movies open last weekend. We'll just run through them real quick. I know sure. you guys mentioned a couple of them last week. But, Dave, did you see Five Flights Up?
I did.
With Morgan Freeman and Diane Keaton?
Loved it.
Yeah, I did, too. It was a thumbs up for me. You know, it was kind of like felt like a little bit of a featherweight impression. But it is emotionally rich. And, you know, both Morgan Freeman and Diane Keaton are definitively delightful.
They still got it, don't they?
Yeah,
they are still excellent actors.
It's a very absorbing movie.
Yeah.
The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared. I'm betting you did watch that?
I saw the first 1 minute.
I waited for him
to fall out the window to see what happened. And it never happened, so I gave
up. Well, you should know what happens. It's based on Dave's life.
It's based on a book, actually.
Oh,
a very,
is?
Very, very popular oh. book.
What is it?
The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared.
Oh.
It's about a 100-year-old man who finds himself stuck in a nursing home and decides to leap out a window, and he goes on this journey. You know, half of it's vividly entertaining, half of it's drably boring. You know, last week I gave it a thumbs down when I initially wrote my review. I was kind of on the edge. Right now, it's kind of one of those movies that kind of grows on you. I'm almost thinking of changing my vote to a thumbs up because it is, you know, it's half and half. It is a very entertaining movie.
So next week it could be a thumbs up.
Maybe. By then
in a year it could
up.
Be a breakthrough the way this
yes,
is working
yes.
out.
Well, Bravetown, all of our listeners, not
well,
all
that
of our
means
listeners.
Saving Christmas. Maybe you've changed your mind on that
no,
one, too.
No, I'm sticking by my vote on that one, despite Rotten Tomatoes disliking me. Bravetown, some of our listeners got to see that before anyone else. Lucas Till and Josh Duhamel are in that movie. It's a mishmash of several storylines. This one I was kind of half and half on as well. It's kind of pieced together. You didn't see Bravetown, did you?
I did not.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Well, it's like the world's weirdest jigsaw puzzle. The emotional takeaway is too light. It's got too many imperfections. I am giving it a thumbs down, but it's not a huge thumbs down. So if you still, you know,
yeah.
it's kind of interesting. Almost kind of a
so
step up type of thing as well.
Yeah.
The D-Train. You did see the D-Train with
I
Jack
Black?
I did
not. I wanted to, and I... didn't.
People are raving about this Jack Black movie, and no, I hated this movie. Black is so exasperatingly annoying that you have homicidal thoughts as a result of being forced to spend an hour and a half with him. The film's offensively feigned emotions are the worst of all. Big thumbs down, and you know, I think it might be the first James Marsden movie I've ever given a thumbs down to.
Wow, but he was good in Shallow Hell.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, that was a
James Marsden.
Kind of movie.
No,
Jack Black. Maggie has Arnold Schwarzenegger and Abigail Breslin. It's a zombie movie, but it's not a zombie movie that you'd think that Arnold Schwarzenegger would be in. There's so little action in this movie.
Wow, what the world needs is another zombie movie.
But the thing is, there's no action in it. It's like a Lifetime movie if zombieism was a virus.
Oh,
yeah.
And when Arnold Schwarzenegger is in a movie and it doesn't have action. That's like so depressing.
He won't be back.
Right. I could see his muscles deteriorating in this movie.
Oh, wow.
That's how boring this movie was.
Was it romantic of any type?
No. Thumbs down. Misery Loves Comedy. You know, Kevin Pollak, good comedian,
good
right?
Guy, yeah.
Yeah. He was on Mom for a small stint. It's a documentary about this thesis, Do You Have to Be Miserable to Be Funny? It features more than 60 comedians, filmmakers, and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's a cluttered collection of talking heads. Who knew that all these funny people could be so boring? Thumbs down to that. Mm. Playing It Cool, Chris Evans, who really is excellent as Captain America.
Yes.
So go out there and see Avengers.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah.
He has a beard in real life.
Yeah, well, he's in this movie with Michelle Monaghan, who's attractive as well.
Cutie Pie, a heartbreak kid.
That's an entertaining and perceptive romantic comedy. It's kind of meta, you know, meta, right?
Yeah.
Evans and Monaghan are charming, while their many supporting actors are a lot of fun. So thumbs up to that. Then Helen Hunt, it was in Ride. Did you watch Ride?
I did.
Yeah? Did you like it?
I did indeed, and the main reason I thought her acting was fantastic.
She is really good in the movie. She is really
just
good.
One of the best.
She directed it as well.
And she could rent
it.
Out her forehead.
Yeah. She what?
She could rent out her forehead.
Oh,
she does.
Come on.
Fantastic. I totally agree with you. Fantastic acting, written, directed by her. I like this movie, and I mean, I like the movie, but I thought her acting was mesmerizing.
I didn't like the mother-son relationship that much.
It was
very
strange, right?
Yeah, but I really liked her relationship with Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
I thought that was excellent, and also when she was trying to get up on that on the surfboard that
very
was excellent.
Cool.
Reminded me of when I was trying to snowboard for the first time. I think anyone who can ever who has ever like tried to do something later in life for the first time, they'll relate to Ride, so
thumbs up to that.
And finally, welcome to me, Kristen Wiig plays a woman with borderline personality disorder who wins the lottery, quits her psychiatric meds, and buys her own talk show. You know, going into this movie, I thought of like Ed TV, The Truman Show.
Yeah.
That's very much what this movie's like, except for those were actually good. This doesn't strive to be anything other than diverting entertainment. It's kind of fun to watch. It's a shame that that such a fruitful concept falls so flat in insight. I'm giving it a thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little weird.
We're almost out of time here. As I said, you guys will win the poll on this. My pick of the week, and I've become obsessed with the show, Pretty Little Liars, is actually a pretty good show. Kind of reminds me of a Scream type thing in terms of shows. Watch it on Netflix. The first four seasons are there. Season 6 begins on ABC Family June 2nd. Another pick real quick. Coming in September 2015, Ryan Murphy, the guy behind Glee, and American Horror Story Scream combines them for Scream Queens. Yeah, with Emma Roberts, Jamie Lee Curtis, and of course, Lea Michele.
And this is the campfire version of Cups.
And Cups. A D, A, B, C.
Two girls in a cup?
I love it. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM. KPHX in Phoenix.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You're gonna miss me by my hair.
You're gonna miss me everywhere.
Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.